Hello and welcome to Battle of the Ranking Factors. It's been a while. I am Connor. My co-host, as always, is Jess. And then our third co-host today is Blake, who is my child. If you hear her goo-gooing and gaga-ing, that is because that's what she's doing. Blake will probably be on almost every podcast from now on. So get used to it. Jess, how are you?
I am good. I'm excited. I feel like every single time we're like, it's been a long time since we've done a podcast. And I think we just need to continue the routine of like making everybody wait for it, I guess.
Yeah, if we don't have a regular schedule, then people are going to just be like super excited all the time. That's how that works, like, for sure.
If you follow us, you get a little notification. It'll be like a nice surprise. I'm excited to have Blake, though. It's about time that she puts in some work here.
Yeah, she's almost 6 months old. She's really good at smacking things. So I think that...
She's a cat.
Exactly. So she's going to do really well with this whole SEO thing. I didn't even tell the people what topic we're covering today, but we're going to talk about competitor research when it comes to SEO, because it's a vital part of any sort of planning process. It's a vital content type that you should be creating. It's vital for really any business. So first, let's say that you should probably know who your competitors are when you are a business, right? If you're a car dealership, there are other car dealerships. If they're a grocery store, there are other grocery stores. For the most part, you should pretty much know who your competition is. Doesn't always mean that that's going to be your digital competition, but we can get into that a little bit later. So Jess, if you were from square one, what are you doing first? Assuming you know who your competitors are, what are you doing first when it comes to competitor research?
This can go many ways. I think part of it depends on the tools that you also have, right? So for instance, I use SEMrush a lot. And so the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to plug them in, you know, to the just organic research section there. And I'm going to look at the top performing pages and the top performing keywords that they have to see if there's any instances of me not having that, right? So if, you know, my main business is coffee, and I want to be selling the best coffee grounds out there, and coffee beans or coffee grounds is the number one search topic, but two or three competitors in my area rank better than that, then I know that I'm not targeting that enough, right? I need to be better at implementing that across pages. So that'd be like the first five big place I would look. If I wasn't using SEMrush, just looking in Google and then looking at a competitor's sitemap or page or their website in general to be like, do you guys have any pages that stand out, or is there something about your layout that is super user friendly or intriguing that I also should be considering while looking at my website?
Right. Yeah, I think one of the questions that you would get asked right away is like, how do you know what pages on a competitor website bring in the most traffic? Especially since you don't have access to their Google Analytics, you don't have access to their Google Search Console. And that's where the third party SEO tools come in. Ahrefs, SEMrush, we've been through them before. It's really the only way that you can identify pages that are working on competitor sites that you don't have, because you don't have access to any of those tools. And just Googling random phrases or their names isn't really going to showcase what's performing well and driving traffic for them. So that's where, it sucks, especially if you're a small company and you can't necessarily afford these third-party tools, but you kind of have to have one to be able to really see the pages or keywords that are bringing in traffic to your competitors. To add on to your point, so obviously you talked about looking at their pages that are driving traffic. The other thing that some of these third-party tools allow you to do is look at their top X number of keywords. You can see what keywords they are ranking best for, that have good search volumes, locally relevant. So the third-party tools allow you to do a lot of those things. One thing that I always recommend to every SEO I ever talk to is that you should just use Google. And by that, I mean just Google the competitor and kind of look at what is ranking well, what Google's deciding to show, because Google is going to show what it thinks is best for the user. And if you just plug your competitor into Google, you'll get a good idea of what Google thinks is best for users for that competitor.
I'm going to say, I think one of the hardest things when doing competitor research is identifying which competitors are your actual competition. You know, a lot of times you might think that the two or three places down the street from you are your online competition. That's not really the case. So choose something in terms of using Google as just Google's going to serve up what they think is best. So using broad search terms for your local area, just to kind of see, did you miss any other competitors as well, is another good way that you can just use Google without having any of those third party tools.
Yeah, good point. It's weird because you would think, and I feel like this is especially apparent in the auto industry, which is, you know, where we both came from, I see this other dealership is right across the street. They have to be a competitor, but like they might not be because they might sell totally different models than you. They might target a completely different audience. They might offer totally different things. And so you're not actually ranking for the same keywords. I feel like for the most part, if you know, so ideally you have access to your own website. You can go to Google Search Console and you can see, or Google Analytics, and you can see what your top traffic driving keywords are. I always recommend throw those into Google and see what's either below you or in front of you. And oftentimes that'll give you a good indication of who your competition actually is, because it's Google showcasing like, oh, these are other places or companies that rank for these same keywords that you do. So we're going to show them along with you. So that's a good idea of who to figure out who your digital competition is, rather than just, you know, looking out the window and seeing other business across the street that's not necessarily your competition. So it's important to definitely recognize that. What other tactics can we use or do when it comes to competitor research, and how would you go about planning to overtake a competitor for a page or set of pages?
That's an interesting one. I feel like initial gut response that I hear a lot, but I don't necessarily 100% always agree with, is direct conquesting pages. So looking at what are they ranking for? How can I compare my business or my product directly to that product, but show that my product's the better one?
Yep.
I don't think that those pages tend to perform as well as we want them to. A lot of times when I'm looking at competitor research, it's looking at those core pages that are performing well. If those pages are performing well, we know that that's what users are looking for. And so if I don't have that page, those are gonna be the first pages that I plan to do something similar to. Yep. Not exactly the same content. I don't wanna compete directly with them. Google won't like that, but doing something custom that has my business's voice, while highlighting the same topic or highlighting the same information that they are, to make sure that it's on my website and available to users.
Yep.
Outside of that too, maybe I do have an existing page, but my keyword just isn't ranking as well as my competition. That could be for a variety of reasons, but if you don't even have that keyword on the similar page type, then you need to be optimizing that content to include that keyword.
Mm-hmm.
Google's smart, it knows semantic keywords, but if you don't have anything like that, well, it's not smart enough to know that you're trying to rank for a keyword that you don't have anything similar to. So those kind of, you know, looking at optimization opportunities to pages that I have that are similar that just aren't ranking as well as I want them to, as well as looking at creating pages that are similar to my competition that I know I need, they're relevant to my business. I would do those things before doing any type of like direct, like, let me tell you how my product's better compared to this product.
Yep.
You know, I don't know if you want to talk about domain authority a little bit within that too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's something that we have to have a conversation about with a lot of clients that they don't necessarily think about.
Agreed. Yeah. And a couple things, to your point, I always recommend going after those non-branded keywords that they're ranking well for, because, a word of caution, if you're thinking that like, I own a donut shop, right? Connor's Donuts. And my competitor is Bob's Donuts. It's a great metaphor. Don't worry about it. So I own a donut shop. Bob owns one across the street. When it comes to competitor research and trying to overtake Bob, I need to be creating content about donuts, answering the donut question better than what Bob is doing. I can't put Bob's donuts all over my site and expect that to outrank Bob for Bob's donuts, because he is Bob's donuts. So you need to understand that when it comes to competitor research and overtaking your competitors in the SERPs, that it has to be for non-branded sites or non-branded keywords, because you aren't going to outrank someone for their own name. It's just not how that works. Google is smart enough to know that. Maybe in 1995 you could have. I don't even know if Google is available in 1995. Besides the point, in 2005, maybe you could have done that. You can't do that anymore. It's all about finding the non-branded content that they're ranking for and then creating better versions of that, of those page or pages, and then that's how you overtake competition. And again, it's not an overnight thing. It's going to take a while. It's going to take a bunch of iterations of those pages. So be patient with your SEO person, because SEO is hard. Yeah, that's one of the most important things I think I've talked through clients through, is like, well, why don't we just put our competitors' names on all over our site? And it's like, well, that's not how that works. You're just being intentionally spammy and trying to trick search engines, and search engines don't like when you do that.
Well, from a user experience standpoint too, I think a lot of users are smart enough to understand when you're kind of manipulating the search. The same thing with like clickbait topics. Like, we've all used to be into that clickbait topics, right? We're not really into clickbait anymore. You click on that first clickbait page and you start to read it and you're like, wow, this is, get me off. Mm-hmm. Like, why did I even click on this? And so same thing, I think, with targeting branded keywords that aren't your own brand, you're giving that other business free advertisement on your own site too, by being like, you know, here's a little bit of information about me, but if Bob's has been in business longer, well, now you're giving them free information, you know, users free advertisement to that shop as well. So there's a bunch of reasons too, from a user experience standpoint, that, you know, Google will prioritize that in some of the ranking as well. So definitely keep that in mind.
Yeah. And I think also understanding who your true competition is really is valuable in these scenarios. If you think about, and again, real world experience here that we've both gotten, is where we talk to clients and they say, we ask, you know, who are your competitors, so we can look into their data and kind of see what they're ranking for. And Joe Bob's automotive used car dealership says that CarMax is their competitor, or that Chevy.com is their competitor. That's not the case. You're going to rank for totally different keywords. And I honestly, this is a tinfoil hat, put it on. I honestly believe Google doesn't even look at your site versus those sites the same exact way. I think they have two different crawlers that look at two different size sites. That's besides the point. But you're not going to outrank CarMax if you are a small local used car dealership. So you need to really understand who your true competition is, right? Like, if you're an HVAC company or something, you need to be targeting other HVAC companies, not like Four Seasons Heating and Cooling. Like, different ball games that you're playing when it comes to understanding who your competition is.
Yeah, and that's probably like a hard pill to swallow, but you also have to think about like users. Like, if I'm looking for a local Connor's donut shop, then I'm not going to be looking for Dunkin' or any of those other big name chains. I want to go local and I want to go to something smaller.
Yep.
So again, lean into that business, your small business part of it too. Like, if people are looking, that's kind of, you know, what you want to be looking for. Again, ask your SEO specialist. Like, I think these are my biggest competitors, but they might push back and say like, hey, please don't target these guys. Like, it's just not good for you.
Yep.
And definitely like keep that in mind, that they're not trying to dissuade you. We would all love for you guys to, you know, outrank the big corporations, but are you going to? Probably not.
Exactly.
You know, so definitely, yeah, keep in mind, as Connor has said, like, who are you actually trying to beat?
Yep. Yeah. And I think, so let's summarize, and then we can add on anything that we may have forgotten. I think summary, know who your competition is and be realistic about it, right? Utilize third-party tools to figure out what specific pages that your competitors are actually ranking for. Utilize Google for your own keywords that you are ranking for, specifically your non-branded ones. See where your competition is, what they're doing. And then see with the third party tools, figure out the non-branded keywords that they're ranking for that you can conquest and answer or give a better page experience to users to take that traffic. Did I miss anything?
No, I don't think so.
Good. And yeah. I can't think of anything else, at least right now, that would be attached to competitor research. It's honestly similar to the rest of SEO. We've talked about planning a bunch. We talked about keyword research. You need to take your time, provide quality answers, quality content, and not be silly when it comes to utilizing your SEO resources. Don't put your competitor's name on your site. It's not going to work. All right, so that is competitor research, at least the beginnings of it. We don't know what topic we're going to do next time. We have a few ideas. Maybe grab your tinfoil hat, though, because I think that one's coming. And follow us on all the socials. We might post there, who knows. And then also read the blog if you want. And we will talk to you next time on Battle of the Ranking Factors.
Goodbye.